For the second largest bank in the country, annual meeting sure got off on a folksy foot.
Good morning. I'm Chad Holliday.
Moments earlier, Bank of America Board Chairman Chad Holliday was working the crowd of a few hundred, joking with reporters and slapping the shoulders of bank employees. The meeting was held in a mid-sized Marriott ballroom, festooned with posters of happy bank customers. As opposed to the cavernous Belk Theater or cramped Ritz-Carlton Auditorium of previous years, the change gave this year's gathering the feel of a community bank rather than a financial behemoth at the center of scathing public critique and lawsuits. Chairman Holliday's down-home talk helped, too.
If I go back 3.5 years ago, our train was off the tracks. Whether it was just off the tracks and upright or laying on its side is probably a judgment call. But it wasn't good.
We're gaining momentum, he promised.
If we keep doing that one step at a time, we're going to have the great company you expect. And I'm glad to introduce the chief engineer of our train, Brian, to lead us in the meeting. Brian, it's all yours.
Thank you, Chad.
Moynihan gave his standard speech about the bank being stronger, simpler, and more focused on key customers. Then he stood calmly as shareholders peppered him with comments and questions for about 90 minutes. Most were affiliated with environmental groups calling on Bank of America to stop financing coal companies. The typical shareholder has a more mundane concern, voiced by Bill Belk, who urged Moynihan to reinstate the quarterly dividend.
I think it'll increase the price of the stock, and congratulations for the appreciation last year, and I'd like to see it happen again this year. Thank you.
That makes two of us, sir. We just thought clear on dividends. We take that into account. And
Moynihan was careful not to make any promises. Bank of America is one of the last large banks still without federal approval to start paying dividends again post-financial crisis. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.